Another Business Tribe member has suffered a huge online trading platform loss. With me is Tommy Salim. Welcome, Tommy.
Morning, Chris.
Tommy, which online trading platform did you pick?
It was actually by default that I chose the FXSI platform because I wanted to start with a trading after I know I was going to lose my job because of my my job, and I wanted to look at some alternatives to make money. So when I was on watching my on TV on YouTube, there was a clip from Africa Forum, Kali Creel, and talking about this a way to able to make more money on trading. And when I clicked on that content, it took me to FSXI. And I then didn't connect the two to together. I just thought maybe because Afric Forum and Kali Creel is people that I know, and I probably, you know, just took it that probably they use this as a platform to get more clients. And so, yes, so that's how I ended up getting to the FXSI.
Tommy, I know you have a speech impediment from a stroke, so please take your time. There's no rush to tell your story. So how much did you invest, Tommy?
Oh, well, all together was 450,000, but it came in different orders or request that I had to work with the FXSI broker. So it started. I had to register. I had to pay $3,500 to register. I spoke to a lady, Eva Brown, and she explained the process. She explained that they are FSA compliance, and they have many clients working on this company, and this is a big platform for South Africans. So I paid the 3,500 rand, and 2 days after that, I was called by a gentleman who said he will be taking care of me during this process. I explained to him that I have no experience in Forex or in working in the markets and trading and so forth. But then he promised that I don't need to know anything in terms of trading. They are doing everything to assist me. And from there on, he will be liaising with me as and when, or sometimes many times in a day, to give me guidelines in terms of how we should work in the market. So, after that, they wanted the 1st of May, they wanted me to deposit 20,000 rand to start. So I paid the 20,000 rand, and I started training, trading. Then after that, I think it was on the 12th or the 11th, I'm not correct, I'm not 100% sure, but they asked for more money, 22,000 rand on the 11th again, and 22,000 rand on the 12th. And if I look at my book on the 13th again, they asked for another 30,000 rand, and they matched it with the same amount. So and then I had to carry the trade on different plates or on different commodities. And what actually happened is that it was about a week after that, the gentleman called me and said that the markets crashed, and we've lost all our money. But he promised that I will be able to get back in the market and make my money and even more. So they wanted more money. So I'm not sure what was the date, but I deposited another 150,000 rand. And he said, this is about surely that it will make me more money, and I will stay be able to deal with we were going to deal with NASDAQ, and I deposited the money, and he then requested me to. Or the office, as they say, the office called me to fill in certain documents, because at this stage now, my portfolio was going to over 250,000. So I had to send a bank statement, and I had to sign documents because I'm over 250,000 rand in terms of my portfolio. So we started to trade again there, and about a week after that, I was seeing that the money was declining. And I asked him why. Because I started now also looking at the market myself, trying to understand how it works, and because he was always pushing me very fast when we are busy doing the trades, he would quickly mention the commodity that we have to trade in, and he'll give me the volumes and all those things. And most of the times, I didn't have time to go and look what's happening in the market. And at this stage, when we did this exercise with NASDAQ, I went to go and look, and I realized that it wasn't a good time to actually go to NASDAQ, because it was actually losing. But I've already then registered. We've already then registered a trade on NASDAQ. So the same thing happened. All the trades that I was on was all red. That was not making money. And I again confronted him to say, oh, what's happening? And he said, well, the we just have to stay in this market as it is, because it will change. And I read further, and I realized that he did not explain to me there is a certain process within the trade when you're trading that you can do a stop loss when you come to a certain point. Now ask him, and if we stay in this trade, so I will lose all my money because there's no loss stops in. And he said we can do that, but at that time I was already lost a lot of money. And he said to me, but the company is also going to give me additional money to put in my portfolio, which what I seen on the screen, it was, they did put some money in there. It was 150,000 rand of the 150,000 that I paid in. But as I said, within a week, that money, I was in minuses. And I explained, and I asked him to explain me why are we now in minuses again. And I've got my money and the bundle, the money that the credit that I received from you. How is that possible? And said, the markets did not perform as like they expected, but he's got a new plan for me because he realized that I have a challenge in terms how to navigate in the markets. I said, okay, let me hear what is your plan. And he said he'll call me the next day. He just need to talk to the financial department. The next day he called me and he said the plan is that the company will give me 450,000 rand if I pay up 300,000 rand. And they will put me on a single trade, which I don't have to maintain actually. And that will automatically then generate money. This is when I realized that another 300,000 rand after I've spent 450,000 rand, and I was not sure whether they're actually really trading, because I asked, can you give me an explanation how you utilize my money in the markets? Because although I can see on the screen, but it could be a fake screen that I'm looking at. So just explain to me really how are you utilizing my money and how do I lose my money? Because if I make my sums, there should be still money left even if I close all the positions. Then he says no, but actually what happened, because I put in I requested the stop loss on the trades. So what actually happened when I went to that point, it got into the they then canceled that trade, and I have to pay for that. So I lost all the money again. So I did not then put the 300,000 up. I realized as I sent in the letter that I sent to you as well to say this is the situation, and I don't think they are authentic in how they're dealing, and they are aware that I was a novice. I was expecting them to guide me through the process, but within less than 2 months, I've lost 150,000 rand.
Tommy, the money you invested, where was it from? Was it savings or a pension?
Yeah, well, from the 1st of June, I was, as I said, I had a stroke. So I was at home for a year and I was busy with the therapy. And that didn't work out. And the company then decided to put me on incapacity, permanent capacity leave. So from the 1st of July, I was incapacitated. That was money I received from my insurance and my incapacity benefit.
When did you realize this platform is also being accused by others of scamming them?
This was before I've paid 450,000. Then I started really to actually the month, the day before you are supposed to ask me for the 300,000 rand, I actually started looking at all the on YouTube, all the media that I could see, and I found yourself, your Buzz News as well there, and I've seen that there was two people already complained on your platform. There was also some information that from other financial institutions that said I think from an American company that said that FXI is not a trade, so that they cannot trade with Forex. When I really realized, it was really late for me in terms of the 400,000 I've really lost. I realized there that if I put another 300,000 up on, I will be then definitely be losing that as well.
So it was your disability money that you've lost.
Yes.
Tommy, have you laid a formal complaint with the FSCA yet?
I've wrote a letter to them, but there's been no response yet. It's now 2 weeks. I did send a letter, a long letter to them, and explained this situation.
And what response have you had from the online trading company with regards to your complaint?
They sent me emails first where they wanted to have a discussion. They then came back and said they tried to get hold of me and they couldn't reach me on my phone. So they sent me an email and said they will investigate this issue and I must give them 21 days. So I think that this was last week, 7 days ago. So they said they asked 21 days and they will investigate and they will get to me with a proper report what happens and how I've lost all this money in such a short period. And that's basically it.
In the meantime, what would you say to people out there? What advice would you give to people when it comes to online trading?
I've learned art. It's painful to lose so much money. I could have used for other plans, play out for other things that I actually wanted to do. But what I will tell people is that it is a very dangerous place to play, especially if you are not schooled in this type of things. Even if they promised you that they will be assisting you and all the sweet language that they use to make you believe, because everything looked very authentic. When the guys I spoke to were very professional. I did not do my research before that. I would suggest that they first do proper research and make sure that you talk to the right people before you invest online, because as I said, this type of environment is really very affluent, and it's easy to lose money, as I have experienced.
You've probably realized by now that they don't have anything to do with Kali Creel in AfriForum.
Yes, yeah, I also found that out, that it was just a clip that they used when you click, then it took you directly to them. And I did ask them, and they were not sure how to explain to me how that happened, but they said they work 1,000 people, but they could not explain to me really what is the link between, with AfriForum and themselves. Yes.
Thank you. That was Tommy Salem speaking to BizNews after he suffered a huge loss on an online trading platform. Thank you, Tommy.
Thank you. Thank you, Chris.
While the interview with Tommy was being conducted, this response came in from FXSI, reading, "Thank you for affording FXSI, an authorized financial services provider regulated by the Financial Sector Conduct Authority, the opportunity to comment. The company conducts its business in accordance with the Financial Advisory and Intermediary Services Act of 2000, the General Code of Conduct, and its complaints resolution procedure, ensuring all complaints are assessed fairly, objectively, and in line with the treating customers fairly principles. The complaint was received on 28 July 2026, acknowledged, and remains under formal investigation. The review includes all relevant records, trading activity, communications, and supporting documentation. As the matter is ongoing, it would be inappropriate to comment publicly on the allegations or speculate on the outcome. FXSI will cooperate fully with any request from the FSCA or any other competent regulatory authority. In accordance with its legal obligations relating to client confidentiality and the integrity of its complaints process, FXSI is currently unable to comment further until the investigation has been concluded and a formal outcome has been communicated to Mr. Tommy John Salem. Should Mr. Salem remain dissatisfied with the outcome, he is entitled to refer his complaint to the FAIS Ombud for independent consideration in accordance with the Financial Advisory and Intermediary Services Act of 2000.
Start your day a step ahead. BizNews Insider. It delivers the business stories that matter every morning straight to your inbox, sharp, fast, and free. Subscribe now.